Hey, sweet girl, I have got such an encouraging word for you today. I'm really thankful that you're here. And you know what? I don't know how your week is going so far, but no matter what, my prayer is that these Faith Forward Friday episodes are always a blessing, maybe a challenge, hopefully always a bit insightful, and something that is just kind of a quick nugget in your day or in your week to remind you that you are not walking this journey alone. I am a fellow sojourner with you, just trying to, you know what, make an impact in this world while at the same time growing my relationship ever closer to the Lord so that my impact can ultimately be for Him. So I'm always so thankful when you join me. Go ahead and grab your shoes, go for a little walk, or maybe snuggle up with your favorite beverage, some tea or some coffee, my personal favorite, and get ready to just have your heart spoken into today. Here we go. Welcome to the Age in Reverse podcast, where we talk about how to boost energy, joy, and fun over 40, all through a faith-forward perspective. I'm Lisa Arundel, aka Lisa Lou Fitness, your dancing BFF. I'm a dancer, a lover of Jesus and coffee, a high-performance health coach, and an integrative health and fitness expert of over 31 years. After being diagnosed with autoimmune disease, congenital heart defects, degenerative disc disease, major knee issues, and more, all in my 20s, I finally decided to take back control of my health. Now, in my 50s, I have more energy than I ever did in my 20s, and I'm here to show you how to experience the same thing. If you want to remain independent, build your faith, and enjoy more energy, joy, and fun in your life, you are in the right place. Let's challenge the status quo on aging and make Act 2 our best years yet. When I released episode 91 about how to reduce your waist circumference in just 7 days and why it's so important as a marker of your health, that episode blew up. So what my team and I did is we put together a completely free guide for you called the 7-Day Fat and Faith on Fire Waist Loss Guide. So the faith on fire is because it's so important to me to help you grow your relationship with the Lord. But the fat on fire part really lays out a very simple way to make this happen in 7 days to give you that jump start on waist loss so that hopefully you'll see enough results by the end of that 7 days to propel you into a really, really healthy lifestyle and just motivate you to keep going. You're going to get a progress tracker. You're going to get a checklist. So that just keeps you on task. Of course, the progress tracker helps you track your progress throughout the week. And you're going to get my fat on fire meal plan. It's a 7-day meal plan. Very simple ingredients as well. Be sure you go listen to episode 91. I would love for you to listen to that because I think it's really going to help you understand why this guide is so important. But regardless, just go to lisaloufitness.com/guide. That's GUIDE. lisaloufitness.com/guide and grab this free 7-day fat and faith on fire waist loss guide. Use it. Let me know what your results are. You can always come and find me in my DMs on Instagram. I love hearing your results. And by the way, this same meal plan is what I have used with clients for years with great results, just as a very jumping off point, a starting of their journey to give them results, to help them to feel incredible with whole natural foods. Go grab your free guide at lisaloufitness.com/guide. Welcome to today's Faith Forward Friday edition of Age in Reverse. And I want to tell you something really quick. If you didn't hear this past Tuesday's episode, I want you to go and give it a listen, especially if you're someone who isn't like, I love to exercise. And maybe that's always made you feel bad, or you've just kind of struggled with, well, what does this even look like now? It was really kind of a part one of sorts, and I'm going to do part two this coming Tuesday. But I think it really encouraged a lot of people. And I know my clients that listen to it, it's like, oh, there's just been some relief, and it was just really good. So go back and give that a listen. That was episode 96, I believe, because today we're on episode 97, which is insane because that means we are very quickly creeping up on 100 episodes. I just can't even believe it. What I'm sharing with you today is a reminder I need often. So if you listen to this and you're like, I think about that all the time, then you're ahead of me, okay? So I am speaking to those of you who are anything like me and just need this reminder. So let me start with something you're going to completely identify with, no matter who you are, which is you go and buy a red car, or your child has a red car, or your husband gets a new red car, and all of a sudden, what do you see all over the place? You see red cars. Are there suddenly more red cars on the road? Did suddenly everybody go out and now they're also driving a red car? Or are you just more aware of the red cars now because it has a personal frame of reference in your own life because it's a new car for you or your husband or your child or your coworker or whatever? You're just seeing red cars everywhere. Well, one of my clients reached out to me the other day and she said, what was it? She said, she sent me a video of something showing that something was unhealthy. I can't even remember exactly what it was, but she said, now that I am so in tune with my overall health, I'm noticing things everywhere, kind of like the red car scenario, the red car analogy you hear. And I'm like, that's so true. When you're on a health journey and now maybe you're reading food labels and you realize, okay, seed oils aren't, they don't need to come anywhere near my food. Now, when you start looking at ingredients, that's the first thing that pops out at you, seed oil. So you get the idea. Once you are aware and looking for something, then that thing becomes more obvious because your brain is actually attuned and looking for it. This brings me to what I want to share with you today. So if you have these moments, days, weeks, months, hopefully not years, but maybe even years, where you just feel like you're in, I don't know, the doldrums is a word that comes to mind. Maybe there's some depression. Maybe you're just kind of having a hard time seeing the good because life has been really hard. It's been really heavy. Maybe you've been walking through a season of sickness or you're taking care of sick parents and it seems like there's no end in sight and you're just stinking tired. And that seems to maybe even permeate your mindset. Then I want you to take heart. And even if you're listening to this and you don't have something that drastic, I know I fall victim, is that the word? I am guilty of that, the blindsidedness that what is in front of me that is good is from the Lord. Okay, that is my ultimate point. What is good and is in front of you is from the Lord. How does this have anything to do with our red car scenario? Just like when you get a new red car, you are suddenly aware of other red cars. What I want to draw your attention to, my husband just sent a text. This is real time, real life, you guys. So my husband just sent a text. He works in a building in the backyard and he says, I'm about to come in and make lunch. And so I'm podcasting not from my she shed, but my office because Layla is at school right now. She's in her senior year doing dual enrollment at a local university. And I am in my office with the little bing. It does that sound when the door opens. It's our alarm. I don't know why I couldn't spit that out. Anyways, that's about to go off. I just saw that text come in. I was trying to get this done before he came in. Anyway, so there it was. Did you hear it? So here's what I want to draw your attention and your awareness to. If you woke up this morning, did you know that that was a direct gift from the Lord? Let's just stop right there. If we have nothing else to be thankful for in the day, the very first thing you can be thankful for is you are listening to this, which means you are currently awake. The alternative is that you are not awake. Guess who allowed you to be awake? God did. The Lord did. He allowed it. Nothing happens that He doesn't ultimately allow to happen. That doesn't mean He causes bad things to happen. And that's a whole other topic. But the point is, he is sovereign and he allowed your eyes to open today. So if we just stop there, you immediately have something to be so incredibly grateful for. And did you know that gratitude, there's so much science behind this. Go do a little digging, go down a rabbit hole about this. It's really quite fascinating how gratitude and a depressive state or a mindset that may even stay feeling like you're just living under a gray cloud, the two cannot coexist. If you are living in gratitude, I mean, just a simple way to say it is that your days are going to be better. Your life is going to be brighter, okay? I'm not saying that's the end all be all till depression. What I am saying is that the two have a very hard time living in harmony. So every moment that we can walk in gratitude is a moment where we are not living in a state or a depressive state, or we can't stay in that state for long when our heart and our mind is focused on gratitude. So back to when we first wake up in the morning, that is a gift God gave you. What I'm hoping you'll take away from this episode is to see the quote, red car everywhere, meaning that you're going to see God's fingerprint in every single moment of your life. That is a good gift from him. So that's one. Are you breathing? That is air in your lungs, my friend. Guess who is allowing that air to come into your lungs? Yep. God. Are you blinking? Are you able to move your body? Are you able to go make yourself your own breakfast and lunch? Do you have a vehicle? Do you have a house? Do you have floors that you're walking on? Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have running water? So you may be thinking, yeah, okay, these are all the basic things in life, but I'm telling you, for me, when I stop and I realize the abundance and the plenty of the blessings that God gives me, it brings me to my knees. But what happens more often than that is I'm just caught up in the busyness of the day, and then something happens that I wish hadn't happened. Well, guess what takes the forefront of my mind and my thought process? That thing. Is it the fact that I'm awake and I'm blinking and I can move and I can make my own food and I have a roof over my head and a floor beneath my feet and I have warmth and I have cool and I have family that loves me? Is that what takes precedence? No. Where the mind automatically goes in our fallen world is to the negative, is to the hard. Maybe it's one hard thing, but it's a bazillion blessings, but we still can focus on the hard, no matter how big or small. So what I want to draw your eyes, your heart, your mind, your soul to today is the very same thing I'm drawing my own to, and that's to see the red car. So if you can, even just right now, whether you pause this or right after this episode, write down or just speak out loud all the things that are gifts from God, all the gifts from God. What are gifts in your life? What is good in your life? Those good things are from your Father, who is a good, good God. So I know what it's like to be on the go and to not have anything to eat. And then what happens? There's a temptation to go through the drive-thru because you're just so stinking hungry. So I'm a really big believer of eating whole foods and eating actual meals instead of snacking your way throughout the day. However, life happens and sometimes we're not around a meal at mealtime. So I have not promoted a nutrition bar in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think, when is the last time I promoted any kind of nutrition bar? It's been a long time because so many of them on the market are glorified candy bars. They are nutrient free, not nutrient rich. So I found one that I feel so good about putting my name behind, and I'm really excited for you to try. It's by Paleo Valley, and it is their superfood bar. So it's made with certified organic antioxidant-rich superfoods. It is made with 100% grass-fed bone broth protein. It's grain-free. It's gluten-free. It's soy-free. It's non-GMO. It has healthy fats, proteins, and vital nutrients. Let me read a few of the ingredients to you beyond the bone broth and everything that I just mentioned. So it has pink Himalayan sea salt, ginger, by the way, these are all organic, turmeric, acerola cherry, spirulina, blueberries, broccoli, spinach, kale, pumpkin seeds. Can you see the superfoods here? And here's what's crazy. It tastes really, really good. The red velvet, by the way, is my absolute favorite. So you can go get a discount at lisaloufitness.com/superfood. That's lisaloufitness.com/superfood. I want you to go get it. It actually comes in 4 different flavors, so you get what floats your boat. It has red velvet, lemon meringue, dark chocolate chip, and apple cinnamon. I'm just putting a little extra emphasis on the red velvet. It is just so good. One of my favorites. But go try them out. You can't go wrong with any of these. lisaloufitness.com/superfood to get your discount. When you get into a habit of doing that, you're going to start seeing it over and over, and things that you didn't even think about. Maybe it's a flipping hot day in July in Louisiana. So recording this right now, it's February, but July is coming. And guess what? Today is a high of 82 in February. What the heck? What the heck? I'm like, what does that mean for our summer? Last summer, we were over 100 degrees for, I think it was like almost 3 months in a row with just a few days that dipped below. It was horrible. It's the worst summer I could ever remember here in Louisiana. But okay, back to the car. Maybe you're in Louisiana in July and you get in your car and it's 100 something degrees outside, but that air conditioner hits your face and you're like, that's a gift from God that my air conditioner is working, that there is cool air on my face when I would otherwise be a puddle on my seat driving to work. So this is a muscle we must work out and flex often. Flex, meaning tell God how thankful we are. So we've got to work it out, meaning we've got to look for it. And over time, we'll be able to start seeing those things easier and easier and easier. Now, human nature is that life happens. Guess what? Life is always waiting to happen. And it's very easy to be drawn back to not seeing those things. So then come back and listen to this episode. I'm telling you, I will probably do the same thing for that gentle reminder. Look for the good. I wish I could remember the story exactly. I can't even remember where I first heard it to go look it back up. But basically, it was a study done where they took people who were seen as very just positive type. I hate saying the word positive because that sounds so surface, right? But they just generally were really positive people, had a good outlook on life. Then they took another group of people who did not have a good outlook on life. They just really kind of self-proclaimed they were negative people. That was their assessment. And what they did is they put one $5 bill. It may have been several. It's been a while since I've read this study, but they put them in plain sight. Guess the group that saw the $5 bill the most? Those who had a positive outlook on life, because they were anticipating, this is the key, this is the gold right here. You ready? They were anticipating something good would happen to them. They were waiting on something good to happen to them, whereas those who were self-proclaimed negative people were never expecting anything good because nothing good ever happens to me. Nothing good ever happens. I mean, if it's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong with me, right? Oh, well, of course that happens. Things like that always happen to me. Have you ever said that before? I know I've said those things in the past. I certainly know people who kind of talk and walk and live life like that. Are they the most joyous people to be around? Not really. Not really. Heaven forbid we ever return to that, right? We don't want to be those people. But that study is so fascinating to me because it's just like the red car. But I want to take you on a spiritual journey with this same exact sentiment. When you are anticipating the good things God is putting in your life, and friend, He's putting them there literally every second of your life, not just every minute, not just every hour, not just every day, every moment. First of all, every breath is a gift from Him. Every time you blink, the fact that you have moisture in your eyes, that you can blink and your eyelids don't stick to your eyeballs, right? Like, we can get really granular. The fact that your heart is beating in your chest, this is a gift from God. So if you are anticipating the good gifts, if you are looking for the good things, how many more things are you going to notice? A lot. You're going to notice them everywhere. You're going to start seeing the red car, the $5 bill everywhere because you begin to understand, whoa, God is in
the details of my life, right down to the fact that my cells have mitochondria that are revving this engine called my body, this vessel, and he cares so much about me that he knit each cell so intricately so that I could move about the day. That is something to glory in him for. You don't have to understand biology to know that there's things going on your inward parts that are creating this life we're living, allowing you to step into this life, allowing you to work, allowing you to move, allowing you to exercise, allowing you to go for a walk, allowing you to throw your arms around your children or your husband or your friends, right? Every moment, there's literally an opportunity to give him praise. What if we lived like that? I don't. I'm just being super honest. I don't live like that moment to moment. I'm doing my best to live that way day to day, but I'm not here telling you everything that I've nailed. I'm telling you I'm on a journey with you. I am a fellow sojourner looking to find the nuances, the nitty-gritty of those seconds, of those microseconds, those nanoseconds where he is doing good, good things so that often praise is on my lips. It may not be in the seconds, it may not be in the minutes, it may not be in the hours, and heaven forbid, it may not even be in every single day. But the closer to him I get, the easier that gets. The more I see the red car, the more I find the $5 bill, proverbially, right? Please don't say God's, don't walk away saying, oh, Lisa said, if I do this, that God's going to give me a red car and $5 bills everywhere. Okay, we know that's not true, right? But you get the analogy here. And I think it's such a beautiful analogy because I think it's something we can all completely internalize and understand because we've had that experience before. But friend, here's what I'm here to tell you. Here's the bottom line. You are so loved. And it's so easy to be like, I'm forgotten, I'm unworthy, I'm unloved, I'm this, I'm that, bad things happen to me. When we forget how truly loved we are, if we weren't loved, I mean, if we weren't loved, we wouldn't be cared for. And God is so obviously caring for us because of all of those things I just mentioned. I hope that enlightens you. Or enlighten, that's not the word I'm looking for. I just hope it encourages you. I hope it just makes your little heart go, oh, wow, yes, yes. He cares so much for me that, man, I've got things happening in my body that I can't even wrap my brain around, but he keeps it going. He keeps it working because if it's happening, it's because he's allowing it. And if it's because he's allowing it, it's because he must want it to happen. And he loves you and he loves me. May we go forth over this next week, month, we're walking into March here soon, years, just remembering constantly how much we're loved and seeing the red cars and the $5 bills, y'all. I hope that blesses you today. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you on our Tuesday Age in Reverse podcast where we're talking all things aging in reverse, tips and things that you can do and mindset and practical information. I love my Tuesday episodes just as much as my Friday, and I'm always so thankful that you're here with me. I will see you next time. Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.